Hey guys, welcome to Intentfully D. It's been a minute. I can't believe it's been over a month since I last recorded. I will do better. That's my promise to you. But guys, today I want to talk about life. Do you ever just wake up and you just are excited about the new day? Well, that's how I've been feeling lately. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but definitely lately, I've been viewing life as an opportunity. Every day is an opportunity. The more positive things you do, and not just for yourself, but for others, it will come back to you. I've experienced this over and over, keeping an open mind, being kind. Kindness goes so far, especially in the world we live in today. Just being kind to someone, just doing things from your heart. For instance, I have a friend who out of the blue got my daughter a gift. She didn't have to do that. Things like that touch my heart. Anytime I see someone doing something for someone else, it touches my heart. And I think when we look at life out of a different perspective, when we look at life appreciative of everything we have and not think about what we don't have or what we want, because I feel like those things will come to you if you just keep that open mind, staying positive, and always being thankful. I mean, life has its twists and turns, its ups and downs, and you just have to roll with the punches. As long as you're rolling with the punches and you're keeping that positive mindset, sky's the limit. Sky is the limit. And it's okay sometimes to give yourself a good cry. It's okay not to be exactly happy where you are. But just know it can always be worse. When I walk outside my door, you never know what to expect. So that's the best part about life. It's actually the best and the worst part about life. The unexpected. You can have a most phenomenal day, so many surprises, but you just never know. But if you stay positive, that can gear your day to one of the best things. And always know what you want out of the day. I like to wake up, I stretch, I clear my mind, and I always tell myself, this is going to be a great day. And if we view life as an opportunity, we can open doors that we never expected. Because if you think about it, have you ever had a morning where you're just laying in bed, you hit snooze, and you're like, I just don't want to get up. You scream, you say, I hate this, you turn, and then that's setting your day up. So then you get to wherever you're going in the morning and you still have a funky attitude. We got to change that around. Like, life is too short for us to not be happy that we get to wake up, not to be happy that you have a roof over your head, you have food in the fridge, gas in your car. I mean, I know everyone has their own problems. But I always think to myself, somebody has it worse. So I'm going to appreciate where I'm at and not complain, because it can be a whole lot worse for me. This is an opportunity to be the best version of myself every day. So if you just try it for a week, that get up, that focus, that drive, and just see how you feel at the end of the day. And all day long, think about being positive. Do something nice for somebody. Kindness goes a long way. In that aspect, you become more gracious. And good things definitely will come to you. Plus, it doesn't make life so chaotic when you can be kind, when you can roll with the punches, when you can relax and just be thankful. So lately, I've been with all the deaths going on and violence in the world. I try my best. I'm not saying every day is perfect, but I try my best to wake up, clear my mind, and tell myself out loud, and yes, I do talk to myself. It won't be a problem until I start answering myself. But I say, it's going to be a great day. I'm going to make this a great day. And actually, about 90% of the time, I say, dear Lord, give me the words, give me the movements, give me what I need to make this the best day. That's what I say when I wake up. And when I say that, I actually feel a little empowered. Be like, thank you, because I know my prayer will be answered. So it's whatever works for you. What works for you where you can start your day with a clear mind and ready, just ready for the world, whatever it throws at you, be ready, be confident, and see what happens. I mean, sometimes if we feel like our life is going in a cycle, it's because we're not changing anything. You know, if every day you end the day and you're tired and you're just mad at the world, then something needs to change. It's up to you to figure out what that change is going to be, and it's up to you to actually do it. I mean, I hear a lot of people talk about what they hate, that they can't stand, but they talk about it every day. They talk about it every day because they're not willing or don't know how to change it. So sometimes we got to think about, how do I see my life? What do I want out of life? And if you don't know those answers, then it's time to figure out those answers. It's time to just, and you know what? It doesn't mean you have to figure it out tomorrow. It just means maybe you should take time and think about what makes you happy and what are the steps you need to take to get there. So find what makes you happy and what do you need to do to get to that happy place? What is it going to take? Because we live in a world today that possibilities are literally limitless. They are limitless if you have the drive and motivation to make it happen. Anything is possible, guys. And that's the best part about life. Anything is possible. So that's some things I want you guys to think about and try to wake up. Don't hit snooze. Make some changes. Make some changes. See some changes. So that's what I'm going to leave you guys with today. Hopefully that helps somebody out there. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at FitFate. Subscribe, share, and I will come back very soon and hopefully with a guest next week. I'm really excited about. All right, guys, take care. Until next time.